Joining me on KRDO's afternoon newsline, the wonderful Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist at Humane Society, the Pikes Peak region in Pueblo. And today we're all about cats. We love cats. Hello, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm doing wonderfully well. Happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday.
We should name this Tabby Tuesday, should we not?
Well, I think maybe we should.
Because we're talking about an orange tabby. And I love this name, and I am not going to steal your thunder.
Yes, we are introducing you today to Payday, named aptly because if you get to adopt him, then you've definitely hit the jackpot.
I love the sound of that. And Payday, I'm looking at a picture of him. Wow, what a great coat and a great personality. I mean, he looks like he's all business when it comes to play.
Yes, that is definitely true. He came into our shelter as a stray. He's about 1 year old, and he's got this long, super fluffy and super soft white and orange fur. And when you start to get to know him a little, he may have come in as a stray, but it's clear that he's meant to be in a house setting. He loves to snuggle up. He finds every piece of furniture possible to lay on, and he will not stop meowing until you keep petting him.
Yep. I know exactly what that's like. And your cat just, you know, they wrap themselves around you. They just say, love me, love me, love me. That sounds like Payday.
Yes.
So as a stray, and you say he's adapted very nicely to conditions where he is and that he's figured out furniture, what else is cool about this cool guy?
There's a lot. He's got beautiful green eyes that kind of stare right into you, but he's also just really easygoing and super curious. So he's very vocal in everything that he does. He likes to, you know, let you know he's there, he's meowing, but, you know, I've taken him out of the shelter before. We've gone to different areas and he just goes with the flow. You know, I've never really met a cat so easygoing.
And I love this comment that you make too about his coat, because he does have that beautiful coat. You say he's the Velveteen Rabbit of cats. That means, well, Velveteens are known to be super, super soft.
Yes, this is arguably one of the softest cats I've ever pet. I've had a lot of cats, and I've pet a lot of cats, but this guy is super soft.
And he is an indoor cat, you say.
Yes, he's definitely made to be indoors. He likes to lounge around. He likes to be around humans more than anything else, really. So though he came in as a stray, you know, it seems like his home is not the streets. It's definitely a home, a house.
Okay, so he wandered away from someplace is what it sounds like. And we need to give him a new permanent forever home and make sure he's comfortable and secure. And I'm sure he will do his best to return that.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, and the other thing is kind of fun about cats. You have things that are empty around and they will find their way into them because they're such curious creatures. He loves empty boxes and cupboards.
Yes, he does. He has been crawling in and out of empty boxes and cupboards really since the day he came into our shelter. We like to put a few empty boxes in his kennel with him. Every time we take him out, he loves to explore. He's just a really curious little guy.
Which is really fun. And would you say he's an average size cat? Maybe, what, 8 or 10 pounds?
Yeah, that sounds about right. He's only a year old, so he might, you know, bulk up a little bit over time, but he's about 10 pounds now.
Oh, a year old is even better, because then you have your whole lives together. And that can be, what, anywhere from 14 to 20 years with a cat?
That's about right. Yeah, it's not uncommon for a cat to live 20 years.
Wow, what wonderful stuff. Okay, I think it's time to tell folks where they can make a personal connection with Mr. Payday.
Sure thing. You can look him up on hsppr.org/adopt, or you can head on down to 4600 Eagle Ridge Place in Pueblo. It's right off exit 102, right off I-25, so very easy access to get there. And we are open between noon and 4:30 for adoptions any day of the week.
Yep, heading south on I-25 from Colorado Springs. Eagle Ridge is a quick right turn off of the very north end of I-25 in Pueblo, and just a block or two to the shelter or the campus from there. And there you can go and you can meet Mr. Payday in person. I hope people do.
I hope so, too.
Okay, Kate, we always enjoy our visits, and I always want to talk too long. My producer is saying it's time to go to a break. So.
No problem.
So for now, we shall say goodbye to Payday and the hopes that he finds his forever home. We will talk to you again in about a week from now. We always enjoy your visits. Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist at Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region. Have a fun rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.